Country Bob FM. Hey, it's the Bob Almanac. Terry, how would you like to start the Bob Almanac? I got various ways. We could do the little bell here. You know, one of the bells like you used to have on the teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Or the ringing bell like the town crier. Or the clown horn. Or the big cow bell. Or the small cow bell. I could do the slide whistle, kazoo. Jingle bells. Do you got any preference?
I think the kazoo sounds interesting.
Kazoo. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of at the bottom. Hey Terry, what you want to do?
That's beautiful.
Do you want to do name this tune?
Yeah, sure. Eminence Front by The Who?
No. This is a song that you probably played on your old radio station once an hour. Think of saxophone intro. See, I can hear it in my ear perfectly. Yeah. Maybe it sounds horrible to you.
Jerry Rafferty.
Baker Street. Yes, you got it.
Was that really
that
it?
That is it, yeah.
Wow! How about that?
I've always wanted to play the saxophone and do that song, but I don't have enough skill.
Excuse me, it sounded nothing like it, but
okay, that's right.
Good guess
I
on
figured
my
it
part.
Was. Yeah, it was very good. Well, the whole played it once an hour probably gave it away.
No,
that wasn't in heavy rotation. Okay.
No, but that was a great song.
So we have a Bob Almanac quiz we're going to do today here. Boy, this is a big day for you to be here.
It is. I'm excited.
So we're giving away tickets to the Roy Orbison and Everly Brothers Reimagined show at the Medina on August 18th. You been out at the Medina?
I love them.
Yes, what a venue.
Mark and Monica Roscoe, are you kidding?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fantastic. It's Roy Orbison and the Everly Brothers, like a salute to them. They're reimagined. And it's fantastic. And listen for the question. Listen for anything. Anything that Terry or I mention here during today's Bob Almanac could be the subject of the question, could be the answer to the question. So be sure that you listen here today. We have an Almanac salute.
And Petrocelli gloves it. Oh, in time. And the Red Sox have drawn first blood in the 1975 World Series. Louis Tion, with the help of a six-run seventh, spins a five-hit shutout to give the Sox the victory.
Wow, Don Zimmer was once slim.
Oh.
He's in that picture. Louis Tion.
Wow.
Passed away yesterday. He was 83. He was from Cuba. Just a tremendous story how he got here, and then he had to stay here when Cuba fell to Castro.
Huh.
And he was famous for his windup where he would basically turn and face center field. And then he would come to the plate. He was a twin for 1 year in 1970.
I remember that.
Yeah. And I was stunned later on when I became a Twins fan. Because I knew how well and how good of a pitcher he was for the Red Sox. I go, we had him and we let him go? Because he was battling injury. He had injured himself with Cleveland after winning 20 games. Had a horrible year. And then they released him. Twins picked him up, but he didn't pitch much because of his injury. Mm-hmm. He went to Boston and changed how he pitched. And had a wonderful career, not in the Hall of Fame, but got close.
He's not in there, huh?
No. He is. He was 83. Louis Tion, El Teante.
Who was the manager in 1970? Do you know?
For the Twins? No, it was Bill Rigney.
Bill Rigney.
Because Billy Martin was in 69, and they got Billy and Calvin didn't get along, and.
Yeah.
Billy didn't like marshmallow salesmen, and he got in a fight with his own pitchers and all those other things. So they brought in the other Billy Rigney, and they won the division.
Wow.
So Louis Tion, now gone, but not forgotten at the age of 83. Wednesday.
Hey, you kind of took one of mine.
But that, not dead today, though.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
that
was his birthday.
Yeah.
He passed away.
Oh,
we do
right.
a salute. The Almanac salute is somebody who just passed away. And then next time around on his birthday. He may or may not be in the Gone But Not Forgotten, depending on Neil's staff, of course. Wednesday, October 9th, 283rd day of the year, Washington Monument opened to the public on this date, 1863.
Been there?
I have not. I've never been to Washington. I'd like to see some of the monuments and some of those things, the reflecting pool, the whole deal. 1863. Now, they built it, and then wasn't it delayed, and then they finished it? Was it built? Was it completed when they opened it to the public? Because it sat, like, halfway done for many years, like during the Civil War, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
And because I believe that you can see a difference in the stone. We brought this up before. When you go see it in person, if the light is just right, you can see the difference colors in the stone where they stopped it, and then they started it again, resumed it, and finally finished it. 1915, the state, that's 1-5, more baseball here. Woodrow Wilson became the first president to attend a World Series game. That was the state, 1915. Biden was also there, but of course he wasn't president yet. So I was watching the highlights of the 1975 World Series.
Yes.
And the president wasn't there. You know who they sent to throw out the first ball, game one of the World Series at Fenway Park, which isn't that far from Washington, D.C.?
Who?
The Secretary of the Treasury.
What?
How exciting is that?
Yeah, really.
So 75 would have been Gerald Ford. You know, I'm not that big of a Red Sox or a Reds fan. Yeah, send somebody from my cabinet.
Maybe he was recovering from his fall. Didn't he fall down?
Well, fall, or was that the same year that Squeaky Fromm and that other lady tried to shoot him?
Oh, that's, you know, that was the Manson woman.
He had two assassination attempts there in a span of about a month or two. 1967, The Tonight Show had a new band leader.
What was that last note you hit on? What was that last note on trumpet?
It was a B-flat concert. High B-flat concert.
And B-flat.
Hurts!
Is that the highest note you can hit on the trumpet?
No, it depends on what happened the day before.
So Doc Severinsen, what a treat. He was always good with Johnny, wasn't he?
And, yes.
He took over from Skitch Henderson on this date as the music director, the band director of The Tonight Show, starring Johnny Carson. And it was always fun when he would then fill in for Ed.
Yeah.
And he would be sitting over there with Johnny, and he was a great character.
Yeah, just an odd duck with his outfits, and but really a nice man.
Yes. I want to hear him. Do you want to hear him try and hit this note?
Yes,
this,
I would love to. B flat
concert.
Yeah.
The high B flat concert here. He's going to blow his horn.
Well, can't we have the whole band play?
No, I don't want to cover over this. I want just clean.
Just listening to that gives me a hernia.
Yeah, that's some lips.
That is. That's very strong, and that is Doc Severinsen, who took over on The Tonight Show in 67. 1973, let's hear from Elvis about today's event in 73.
The thing I'm trying to get across is we're the very best of friends, and we always have been. Our divorce came about not because of another man or another woman, but because of the circumstances involving my career. I was traveling too much, I was gone too much, and it was just an agreement that I didn't think it was fair to her, because I was gone so much and everything.
So Elvis is talking about his divorce. That was in 1974. This date in 73, they got divorced. After 2-year separation, Priscilla Presley divorced Elvis. They had been married for 6 years, and you could say there was kind of an amicable separation.
The whole... You know, now with Lisa Marie, and you're hearing about...
Well, what's this thing with, was it her son?
Her son?
And kept him in a room with dry ice for 2 months?
Yeah,
after
he
had
died,
passed away?
The whole thing
That's a bit weird.
It's becoming odd
it
with
is.
Elvis.
It is. If you didn't think it was odd already.
I know. It's even odder.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. I thought it was odd with the peanut butter, the fried peanut butter and banana sandwiches. I thought that was odd.
Well, and yeah... I mean, just the whole lifestyle there was just kind of different.
1986.
Live from Fox Television Center in Hollywood, it's The Late Show starring Joan Rivers. Joan's guests tonight are David Lee Roth, Pee Wee Herman, Elton John, and Cher.
Okay.
Wow.
I want to see Cher and Pee Wee Herman perform together.
And Elton John.
And David Lee Roth. Put them all on the stage at the same time, Joan. Let's go.
What a guest
list.
You
got the chutzpah. Well, it was the debut of her show. Remember, well, being of Johnny Carson.
Yeah.
Johnny didn't want her to go do a show and compete with him.
Yep.
And
you heard what happened there, right? According to her, anyway.
What was that again?
it sounded like he kind of sabotaged her because she had all these great guests, and then he must have put out the word that if you go on her show, you
never be on the Tonight Show anymore.
So, you know, I kind of see her, like, she was waiting and waiting, and she had this chance.
Yeah, I mean, you got to take it.
Yeah.
I do not approve of how Johnny Carson handled
that. But that was really terrible.
But when you're the king of late night, just like anything, when you're in power, you want to stay in power.
Yeah, I guess.
And you'll do anything that it takes to stay in, but we see that from our elected officials, do we not?
Yeah. If you had the Johnny Carson show, if it was the Jim Erickson show, you'd probably do the same thing.
I'd have to think about it first.
You'd put the kibosh on Joan.
Exactly. Unless they offered me some brisket. I think I'd be okay. That's all I need. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was 1986. It was on for a couple of years. Just nobody could compete with Johnny, whether he was sabotaging him or not, I think. Because I don't think he sabotaged Pat Sajak.
Oh, Pat Sajak, though. Look at the career he had.
Well, he just wasn't a good talk show host, or just didn't translate into talk show. And then let's move on to 2023 here this day. This was a year ago, and this is our guy, Travis Ganger, the Pumpkin King from Anoka.
This thing's not going to weigh on a 4x4 scale. I said it needs something bigger. I mean, the thing's 7'5" long by 6'7", so it's pretty big. But yeah, they had to buy a new scale for it. This thing's been surprising. This thing's named Michael Jordan because it's 23 and the greatest basketball player of all time. So the only thing we got to figure out is it the greatest pumpkin of all times.
Yeah, so Travis Ganger from Anoka is
out in
San Francisco competing in the world's largest or the national championships pumpkin weigh-off. And how do you think he did? I think he did pretty well.
2-7-4-9! Half Moon Bay is in the record books. That's a world record!
Yeah,
world record.
How much was it?
2,749 pounds. He was trying to grow bigger when he was trying to get to 3,000 this year. I don't know if he did with the weather. I haven't heard from Travis. Travis, if you're out there, let us know how you did.
I wonder how many seeds would be in that thing.
I don't know. It's just amazing what they do. And, it's growing 50 pounds a day or something,
they
whatever
must really
it is. It's
have
amazing.
To water it a lot.
We're going to move on to birthdays now today. How about this? Lady Marmalade. So one-third of LaBelle, not Patti LaBelle, but one of her, I guess you could say, sidekicks there in the group of LaBelle, the trio.
No relation to the store.
Patti LaBelle and the Bluebells. More songs need to have Gitchy Gitchy in them.
Yep.
And I think Charo would appreciate that as well. So Nona Hendrix from LaBelle and Voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir, that whole thing, you know what that is.
Yes.
Right? Nona Hendrix is 80 today. More music.
65, I was 17.
I'm assuming this song made him some money. And that song, Take It Easy, too. He wrote that for the Eagles.
Yep.
He never was an official member of the Eagles, is that right? But he was always kind of associated with them?
Yeah. Well, everybody was kind of intertwined back then, don't you think?
Oh, they really were, yeah. J.D. Souther.
The Canyon Branch or whatever it was. And yeah, all of them. Yeah, J.D. Souther just died. Chris Christopherson?
Chris Christopherson.
Mm-hmm.
J.D. Souther. Only the Lonely.
Yep, he did he wrote a lot of music.
Jackson Browne is 76 today.
Cheyenne!
Sharon Osbourne.
Oh, I didn't know what that was.
Yeah, that's Ozzy yelling Sharon.
Cheyenne!
They turned that into a whole television show.
It was good in its time, I thought. It was funny.
Sharon Osbourne, Ozzy Osbourne's manager and wife.
Yep.
72 today. Funny guy. Tony, you know Tony Shalhoub?
Yes.
Monk.
Yep.
And he was, what was his name? He was the cab driver on Wings.
Oh, he was.
As well.
I don't know, but I forgot about that.
He was really good as a supporting actor, then also on the wonderful Miss Maisel. But here he is as Monk.
Is that a square tomato?
Yes, it is. It's a pet project of Dean's. The square shape means that farmers can pack 35% more tomatoes per carton. It's cheaper, more efficient.
So that means every slice is exactly the same size?
How does it taste?
Who cares? It's a square tomato. You're doing the Lord's work.
Literally.
Tony Shalhoub is 71. His partner there thought that they were playing God by turning tomatoes from round to square. I don't know if that actually happened in real life. You ever seen a square tomato?
No, I'm sure you can do it.
It would fit nicely on a BLT. It'd be ideal BLTs, wouldn't it? So Tony Shalhoub from Wings, and there he is, Monk. He is 71. He won Emmys for Monk.
Did he?
Sure did. 71 today.
I never watched it.
Flash of lightning, Elaine. I just realized why I like this cartoon so much.
Oh, do tell, sir.
It's a Ziggy.
A Ziggy?
That irreverence, that wit, I'd recognize it anywhere. Some charlatan has stolen a Ziggy and passed it off as his own. I can prove it. Quick, Elaine, to my archives.
He will forever still call it Burma, not Myanmar.
Oh, yeah.
John O'Hurley, who was Peterman from Seinfeld for several seasons. He was Elaine's boss and hilarious. And he hosted Family Feud for like 5 years.
Yeah, he did. I was at Lord Fletcher's doing a promo one night, and he was there.
John O'Hurley?
Some friends. Yeah. Yep, he was there on the deck.
On the shores of Lake Minnetonka?
Yes, he was.
Wow, would have loved to meet him. He's a funny guy. I like him.
And, yeah, he played that role really well.
He's 70 today. We need to add something to this one. And I know you enjoy when we get a
TV theme time.
I love these.
Quantum Leap, Scott Bakula.
Oh.
Hoping each leap would be his leap home. I didn't get to watch the whole thing, but I watched some of the episode when he leapt into Lee Harvey Oswald.
Ooh, that would have been
That
good.
Was an epic TV experience and event. But that's Scott Bakula, 70 today. I know, old. Here's one for Terry.
Okay.
Last time you were supposed to be here or something, we had a Little House on the Prairie birthday, and I lamented that you weren't here for it, but we have one today.
Mr. Kendall!
Mary!
Lie down!
No! Mary!
Take it easy!
Jonathan! I can see!
Merlin Olsen doesn't allow just anybody to give him a kiss, especially men. But Linwood Boomer was allowed to give Merlin Olsen a kiss
on a very
special episode of Little House on the Prairie when Adam Kendall got his sight back.
And then Mary was a little jealous.
Well,
right?
Yeah. She couldn't see.
She was worried about the future, but
Indeed.
It ended up being fine.
It was just fine. They turned out well. Linwood Boomer, who was Adam on Little House on the Prairie. And then he went and created like Malcolm in the Middle.
Yes.
He was producer and director.
And that Matthew Laborto was another really good producer, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, he went on.
He played Albert.
He played Albert, yep.
So Linwood Boomer, 1955, that would make him, 69 today.
Oh, not again. Come on, this has got to stop. You guys got to make friends with those boys. Have them over for lunch.
Yeah, right.
Dad said to pick the biggest one and pound him into the ground.
Only if the lunch thing didn't work out.
He was the oldest Taylor boy on Home Improvement, Zachary Ty Bryan. How old do you think he is? He's the oldest. He's the oldest son on Home Improvement. He's 43 now. That's
ridiculous.
I'm going to
guess 43.
Good guess.
Thank you.
What's your name?
Scott McCreary. Scotty.
Oh, Scott.
Sir. How are you? How old are you, Scott?
16 years old. I'm doing good.
You're 16? You have a deep voice.
Oh, I get that a lot. Thank you.
I get that a lot.
J-Lo is taken aback by his voice.
I've been singing country music my whole life.
How could you not melt if J-Lo is doing that?
I hope he can sing.
You want to hear him sing? Scotty McCreary is who we're talking about here. You know who that is?
A little nursery rhyme my mom sang to me.
He won American Idol, Terry.
Okay.
Bye, baby, Martin. That's all I did.
Scotty McCreary is 31, and then one more from the Marvel Universe.
Hey, I need you to cause a distraction.
We're all going to die! There's a spaceship! We're going to die!
Yes, it was a distraction. That's what Spider-Man, what Peter Parker, he wasn't Spider-Man yet, he was Peter Parker. He was about to turn into Spider-Man because he needed to go help his buddies in the Avengers. That's Jacob Batalon. who is Peter Parker's best friend in those Marvel Spider-Man movies. He is 28 today, 28. Terry.
Great year.
28, 28.
All right, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Entrepreneur Charles R. R. Walgreen, born in 1873.
You'll find plenty of savings this week.
Listen
at
to these
Walgreens.
Prices, Terry.
The Gillette Sensor Razor is on sale for just $3. Better yet, with the instant coupon and mail-in rebate, it's free.
The Gillette Sensor.
It's free.
Gillette Sensor now is $35, and they have it locked behind bulletproof glass.
Wait a minute. Let me get this straight.
It's
on sale, but if you do the mail-in coupon
right.
and the like, instant.
Yeah, it's like the 11% rebate there at Menards.
I just got that last night.
Yeah. Take advantage.
Yes, take advantage. And I just saw Walgreens. I was driving through Buffalo. All right, actor Hank Patterson, born in 1888.
Oh, darn. Go on back, sleep.
Now look here, Fred Ziffle.
Now you see what you done. You woke up Arnold. Go to sleep, Arnold.
No.
Arnold, of course, is their pig that sleeps in a kitty bed next to him.
My daughter has a pig that lives in their house. He was only supposed to get to be 20 pounds. He is now 300.
Ooh.
And his name is Lenny.
Ready to butcher.
And they have to have childproof locks on their cupboards.
How's his Boston butt looking?
He's, I always roll him cherry tomatoes, and then he likes me. Mm.
Wasn't the Ziffles, weren't they crossover? Weren't they Green Acres and Petticoat Junction?
Yes.
Because some of those crossed over.
And he was also on Gunsmoke, actor Hank Patterson. I didn't know that was his name.
I only watch Gunsmoke.
Actor Edward Andrews, born in 1914.
Hell, he's three sheets to the wind. He's drunk as a skunk.
Oh, why don't you shut up, Fred? Shut up. Dong. Dong.
Dong, Grandpa is talking to you.
Dong.
So that had to be funny because the actor, what's his name, Edwards.
And then
Billy Bird is in that scene as well. They have to say the word dong. That had to be funny for them. Or a little uncomfortable.
If you Google Edward Andrews and you see his face, he was in everything.
He was in everything.
I
very
love
good character
that
actor.
Face.
Not quite Richard Deacon-like, but he's in the ballpark.
He was even in the old Twilight Zones. I just love that guy. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame singer, songwriter John Lennon, born in 1940.
May have heard of him.
I once had a girl, or should I say, she once had me.
I just love the guitar on this one. A little sitar, too, I believe.
Isn't it good? Norwegian.
We can thank the Maharishi? We can thank him for the sitar. Wasn't there, or what's his name? Who was the big sitar guy? I'm thinking pan flute guy.
Elfman? Was it Danny Elfman?
Yeah, might have been.
Was that him?
I'm thinking of Zan Fear. He was the pan flute guy.
He
influenced the Lovin' Spoonful.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh, you're just making that up. The former Beatle was gunned down outside his New York apartment in 1980. He's in the Hall of Fame as a solo artist and as a member of the Beatles. So, John Lennon, 1940. Also, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer John Entwistle, 1944.
This wasn't as big of a hit as I thought it would be. Boris the Spider. Somewhat psychedelic. He didn't sing on many Who songs. He was mostly, playing bass.
My favorite song by The Who, Eminence Front. Love that song.
And you already guessed that.
What is yours? Teenage Wasteland?
My Generation.
Oh, My Generation. Yeah, that's a good one.
Or You Better, You Better, You Bet.
Oh, yeah,
which is one of their later songs, and it was more my era, and I love that one.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Call You on the Telephone, My Voice Too Rough from Cigarettes.
Yep. Some really great lyrics there.
Now they're all
gone, but not forgotten.
Okay, thank you. Are you sticking around for a Bobathon?
I don't know. Do you still want me?
Well, I don't know. Are you kind of sleepy?
Am I?
Well, at least, well, that's what you said.
I thought you were fine.
You weren't any more sleepy than Neil is on a daily basis here on the Bob Morning Show. So actually, I was very much used to it.
Okay.
You could have taken a nap. You would have been okay. Tracy Lawrence, If the World Has a Front Porch.
Okay.
Alabama Down Home, or Brooks and Dunn and their monster hit from 1993. If it wasn't the biggest hit of the year, we were doing something wrong. Hard working man.
I'm going to go Tracy Lawrence.
Here
I'm
we go.
Throw you a curveball.
WQPM, Princeton. WLKX, Forest Lake. KDDG, Albany. KDDG, HD1, Albany, St. Cloud. KDGY, Faribault. KLCI, Elk River. KLCI, HD1.